talk about it. Showtime!
Ready, men? Contacts! Contacts! We are on the air.
Guys, we are all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Good morning. We're the Joe and Alex Show, and this is Radio Now. Check us out. We're on Twitter and Instagram. Follow the entire show. The way you do that is you go to at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Our number, you can save it in your phone. We love when you're part of the show. It's 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. And our website, a lot of stuff we talk about gets posted right up there, including our podcast. Shout out to our team behind the scenes. We have like 20 people working on this show here. Oh, wait, it's just Pork Chop and Live the Web Grill. Okay. But they do an amazing job. It's joeandalexshow.com. Alex, see, you're busy on your phone this morning. How are you?
I'm good. I had kind of an awkward moment yesterday.
No, not you.
I feel bad bringing this up. I was at the grocery store grabbing something, and someone behind me in the checkout line recognized me, and they were very nice and started talking to me about how much they really love the show. And specifically, they said they love Liv. And
oh gosh,
when they started talking about Liv, they were like, yeah, he's my favorite.
Oh no.
And I was like, you mean she? Liv the web girl. And they were like, oh my gosh, I think anytime I've listened, you guys have only said Liv. Like, we didn't say, you know, your full title or something, Live the Web Girl.
Oh,
and they
God.
Said, I really thought he was a boy because she has a deep voice then.
Oh,
they said you had a boy
oh,
voice.
No.
And I could not believe that. I was like, what? So
I mean,
they
what?
Were shocked that you were not a guy.
I'm so offended right now.
I know. I don't think you have a boy voice at all.
I am so offended.
Well, hold on. Close your eyes. Listen to Liv talk real quick. We all close our eyes. Go ahead. Talk, Liv.
No.
Liv, okay. You know you have a man voice, and if you're not willing to do this, I think Alex, wow.
Okay, well, also, this is not fair because I've been coughing literally all night since like 7
p.m. But this wasn't like
she
they
does.
Only listened yesterday. She's
I know,
saying
but
that
you
she
guys
listens
are
a lot.
Like wanting me to try it out. I am so, I'm fuming.
No,
right now.
You're not. Are you really?
Oh, don't be
yes,
that upset. She
I'm
at least
so
loved
upset.
You. She said she loved you. She doesn't care
Why
what gender you are.
Well, to be fair, sometimes with a hat on, you do look like a British guy. I mean,
I know we've talked about that.
So it's not like it's new territory.
You know what? I actually had an awkward moment in a grocery store too.
No!
I'm not even kidding. Yes.
All right, what happened, Liv?
After the show, I'm like at this Kroger that I don't normally go to, and I'm looking for the frozen bread where the aisle is with the frozen bread because that's where the gluten free bread is.
Wait, that's the only way you get bread is it's got to be frozen for
well,
gluten?
It's gluten.
A lot
I guess.
Of gluten free bread.
I
is
never
frozen.
Knew that. Okay.
Yeah. Which actually helps me out because like it takes me like literally 2 months to go through bread. Anyways, so, and I walk up to this woman. I'm like, hi, I'm sorry. Like, oh, can you tell me where your frozen bread is? And she goes, oh, it's in this. Well, I don't work here, but I know. And she had like a bright blue shirt on, like
Stop.
Exactly how like Kroger
Awkward.
Workers like have a bright blue shirt on.
She's like, I'm sorry, sir.
And
I mean, ma'am.
She was like, hey. And she was like, it's the free shirt. I'm not surprised that this happened. I was like, I'm so sorry. But she told me exactly where it was.
Oh, my gosh. So she actually knew.
Yeah, she actually knew. But she's like, trust me, I get it. It's the shirt.
Poor Liv. She had a rough day yesterday.
No kidding.
I know.
Whether it was in person or not, Pork Chop, was your day any better than that?
Yeah, it was good. Unfortunately, I don't have any awkward moments like you guys. But I have a really cool moment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is so cool. So I was Uber driving, and I picked up a guy that works at a liquor store.
Oh, nice.
And we were just talking. Did you know there are some liquor stores that will allow you to get free samples?
Yeah.
What? You guys knew that?
Wait, you guys knew that?
Yeah.
I didn't know
this
that.
This is game changer. Like, if I go to the liquor store and want to buy, like, some liquor and I don't know how it tastes, I can try it.
You guys have never done a radio broadcast where they have you come out there and you do a little two-hour, like, thing where you're broadcasting from the liquor store or a Kroger wine and spirits area or whatever, and they literally, someone sets up a table in there, they open up one of their bottles of wine and let you try it, or a beer or something.
I know that sometimes they'll do it at some places, but it's like a special thing. Yeah. Like a special night.
Oh, I see it all the time.
I wish you could do that everywhere. Like going to the grocery store. Hey, can I try some of this before I buy it?
They do. Have you ever been to Costco?
I was going to say, these guys are like living in an old world. Like, you get samples of things?
Well, no, I get samples, but it's like you don't get to pick what you want to try. And also, a lot of days, they don't even have any samples out. So I think that's the difference.
Did you know that when you go to an ice cream store, they also will let you taste the ice cream before you get
it? Wait a minute. Well, hold on. They do? Wow, Alex, this is stuff that I didn't know either.
Anyways, Joe, how was your day?
You know, it was a good day, but I actually had a problem. One of my favorite shows I was watching last night was This Is Us. I love crying. It's my favorite thing to do. I like to be really angry, and I like to cry.
No, you?
Yeah, for real. Hard to believe. And coming up at 7:30, 6:30 Central, I was watching one of my favorite shows last night, and there was a scene that happened, and my wife and I, like, we just talked about it when they went to commercial. She's like, oh, I would never do that. I'm like, you wouldn't do that? So we have a big disagreement now. So it ruined the show for us last night. And now, I mean, it's not like a big fight, but it's just like a, wow, I wish I would have known this before I got married kind of a thing.
Man, well, speaking of TV shows, 90s babies lost their childhood hero yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about it next in the garbage, and Ariana Grande made the internet explode.
All right, hang on. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Alex, get to your position. We have to do the garbage. Gosh!
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
I had the worst day of my life yesterday. I'm not kidding. I'm not being melodramatic here. Genuinely, I think in my life, the worst day. Just everything that could go wrong for me personally was going wrong. And then this news dropped. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. This could not get any worse. Because Steven Hillenburg, the man who created SpongeBob SquarePants and his undersea pals, has died at age 57. He had revealed last year that he had ALS, and I think, you know, it was complications due to that is why he passed away. But he didn't even start out as an animator. I don't know if you guys know this. I know this, but he started working as a marine biology teacher for a few years. He got his master's degree in it, and then he decided to combine his love of animation and then his love of marine biology to create SpongeBob.
I never knew that.
Yeah, so nearly 250 episodes have aired since the first one on Nickelodeon in 1999. Hillenburg also wrote two SpongeBob movies. He is survived by his wife Karen and son Clay. And here is Tom Kenny, who, if you don't know, is the voice of SpongeBob SquarePants, talking about Steven Hillenburg.
More than 20 years ago, I got a call to go see a man about a sponge. The man was Steven Hillenburg, and his sponge wound up conquering the world.
The internet exploded yesterday also over the Mean Girls references in Ariana Grande's upcoming Thank You Next video, and even Lindsay Lohan had some thoughts. Lindsay posted a picture on Instagram with the caption, "Behind the scenes, ain't nobody Lindsay Lohan like the real Lindsay Lohan, but I'm so flattered by Ariana Grande loving Mean Girls so much."
I literally lost my ever-living mind when I saw this teaser the music video.
Because not only is she referencing Mean Girls, she's referencing 13 Going on 30.
Right.
And what other famous movies is she doing? Oh, Bring It On.
And Legally Blonde.
Yes, and Legally Blonde. I mean, it's going to be amazing.
And also, there's real actors from those movies in the music video.
Aaron Samuels is going to be in it.
It's just going to be lit. I'm so excited.
I saw, like, the little trailer. I don't know if you guys were talking about, too, but it's one thing. It's like, I heard she's, like, a lesbian and dating somebody named Aubrey.
Yes, because that was a rumor. People were joking. Like, they thought whenever she says, you know, I'm dating somebody new, I'm in a relationship or whatever, in the lyrics of this song, she says something like, you know, and her name is Ari or something like that. People thought she said Aubrey, that it meant Drake. Or that it was a girl named Aubrey for real, and that she was announcing that she was gay. So there was just, like, all the speculation. So Ariana is super funny.
It looks good from the little trailer they put out.
Oh, this is the biggest music video since Look What You Made Me Do, like, as far as hype and how, you know,
absolutely
creative it is and all that
and
stuff.
And how big. music it
yes.
is.
And before that, that Nickelback video, right?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Dog, the bounty hunter's wife, Beth Chapman, was rushed to surgery to remove a life-threatening blockage in her throat. During this latest surgery, doctors discovered her throat cancer has returned. Doctors say it's too early to give a prognosis, but it is very serious. They're currently evaluating treatment options. Dog the Bounty Hunter was by his wife's side the whole time. Super sad. My dad loves that show. And Julie Chen is returning as the host of Celebrity Big Brother despite her husband Les Moonves' exit from CBS. Chen quit CBS's daytime talk show The Talk in September after her husband resigned as CEO over sexual misconduct allegations. It wasn't known if she'd return to the Big Brother franchise, which she has hosted since 2000, but the network put out a press release revealing that she is going to be returning as the host of Celebrity Big Brother. I'm surprised by that, honestly.
Yeah, I thought like eventually she'd just step aside from that. Not like they need the money.
Coming up in less than an hour, this person says that they tried talking Kanye West out of going to the White House.
All right, thank you very much, Alex. Coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show, Liv the Web Girl. There's a lot of things that she doesn't get, and this one is going to involve your Piggly Wigglies. We'll explain about that next on the Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, Liv the Web Girl, there's so much she doesn't know. We try to teach her, but nothing sticks. She might be dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe.
Dumber okay, than... we get it.
Liv, what is an ingrown toenail?
I don't fully know. Like, I thought there was only one way a toenail could grow. And, like, I hear people always saying, like, how painful it is. But, like, there's only one way a toenail can grow in. So I don't understand what's so painful about it. And it grosses me out so much. But I don't know what it is. So I don't know why I'm grossed out. And I don't understand. Is it, like, two toenails? Is someone growing two toenails on one toe? Like, I know that there's like an innie and an outie belly button. Like, is that what it is? Like an innie and outie toenail? I just don't get it.
And that's another thing that Liv the Web Girl doesn't get. Let's get into it. Things you need to know. It's time for Joe's Need to Know News. Household appliance company. You guys have probably heard of Dyson. They make the vacuum.
Yep.
Okay, they are freaking geniuses. Parents, if you're listening, this is what you need to get your kids for Christmas. They're coming out with a child-sized toy vacuum cleaner that actually vacuums as your kid plays.
No way. That's genius.
It's freaking genius.
In the kids club that I work in at the gym, I'm not joking. Kids are obsessed with those toy vacuums. It blows my mind.
See, I actually saw the story and thought of Liv the Web Girl. She can like, here, little Jimmy, play with it. Meanwhile, they're doing her whole job at the gym.
How much is it?
It's only $29.
Wow. No way.
$29. It's not as powerful as a regular vacuum, but so what? Let them do their thing. And they're saying, yeah, it's about 25 inches tall, and it's a replica of their vacuum, and it's suitable for kids ages 3 and up, and starts out for online on Amazon. You can get it for $29.
That is such a good Christmas gift. I might have to get that from one of my best friends that is a kid.
Oh, I was going to say, do you have a really short friend? Because I work too right there. So
okay. My best friend's a little person. I'm going to get it for her.
Nothing wrong with that. Okay. This came out, this most recent survey. They were asking people, what is the most popular place to go on a first date? And I want to go around the room and ask all of you what you think, if these would be a good first date spot or no. Starbucks.
No.
But just give me your reaction when you hear it.
No. I don't love it.
No.
Okay, what about Chick-fil-A?
No. No.
What? No. I could have sworn Alex would be like, oh my God.
I like romantic, special type of first dates, like going to do an activity.
Right. Okay. If we were going to Chick-fil-A after doing an activity.
Yes.
Okay. I guess, you know, and just to, I guess, looking at the rest of these, most of these seem like food places that made the top one. In-N-Out Burger, no. Texas Roadhouse.
If he was flying me to like California to have In-N-Out Burger, then yes, but that's about it.
See, that's the problem is that I like all these restaurants to eat at, but for me, a first date is like ice skating. Like, that's like my type of first date.
I think I can get pork chop with one of these final ones I got right here. Olive Garden?
Yes.
Okay, see? Buffalo Wild Wings.
No.
No.
Wait a minute.
The sports are on so loud. You can't talk in there.
I see Pork Chop all the time when you're with your boyfriend Chase. You're like, at B-dubs with my wings and my extra spicy man.
Wait,
do you guys
go to B-dubs a lot?
Oh, most definitely. So I literally recommend to go to B-dubs anytime I'm going to brunch or going out to eat with my friends or something. And they always literally just poo on me all the time about it.
Haters.
So you guys should invite me because I haven't been to B-dubs in I literally haven't been in like 3 years.
I'll go.
Have you done the Blazing Challenge?
No, I don't like spicy things.
What's your favorite wing sauce then?
The most mild.
Buffalo, so
which is even too hot for me.
I like honey barbecue. I could eat that all day. Okay, now, you sound a lot better today, Liv, but you sound like you were kind of sick recently. Alex, you've been kind of battling some sinusy stuff. It sounds like. Okay, take
that
back.
I sound worse today than I did yesterday.
What would you give up to never be sick again? They just did a survey asking a couple of thousand Americans, and here's the breakdown, and you can think about what yours would be. 29% of Americans say, listen, if I was never sick again, not just this year, but again, they would give up social media or coffee for the rest of their life.
What?
Ooh, wow.
Never sick again.
Does that mean, like, no, like vomiting?
I would say any kind of sick, whether
that's my biggest fear.
I would say like seasonal. I would say like, like you eat like cold, something bad, cough. Anything. You're not going to throw up. You're not going to have the bubble gut, none of that stuff.
Oh my gosh, no. I mean, if that includes dietary things, then I would definitely give up coffee.
I would give up debt.
You would do what?
Give up debt? I would give up my debt so I could like never be sick again.
Like credit cards?
Both of those suck.
That's terrible.
Oh.
All right, what about flipping pancakes? 20% of people said, listen, I would never flip pancakes again said I'd never be sick again.
I'm out.
No.
I could do it because I've never had pancakes to flip, so.
Trust me, Alex.
I was going to say.
I don't know what I'm missing out on, you know what I mean? I've never had pancakes.
Well, I'm married, and I never get to flip pancakes anymore, so I'm kind of in the same boat as you. And then 17% of people said they'd give up vacation time for the rest of their life if they would never be sick.
Nope.
I think I would give up coffee. I think I'd give up coffee if you're telling me I'm never sick again. Because when I get like a little sniffle, I'm the biggest bald baby in the world. Absolutely hate it.
That's every man.
I know. We're big babies when it comes to that. And the final thing, you got to see this video at joeandalexshow.com. Imagine this being you. A Florida man's vacation got off to a terrible start when he decided to go be adventurous and go hang gliding. He was in the Swiss Alps, so it's really hilly there. Perfect spot, beautiful views. The instructor, though, forgot to attach his harness to the glider.
That is my biggest fear.
That's what hangs you on there if you don't know. You use your hands out front on a little straight pull, but the hanger, the clip thing, keeps you up there. So he had to hold on for dear life for 2 minutes and 15 seconds.
What?
It's all on video.
My gosh.
He got as high as 4,000 feet in the air.
I mean, he must have crapped his pants. I don't know how you don't.
I swore he's going to die in this video. He doesn't. He ends up.
I can't watch that. If you watch that, it's like. You're into that kind of torture.
In the video, this instructor's trying to hold on to him
that
while piloting
so
it.
So scary.
And trying to land as quickly as possible. The guy literally like lost his grip and held onto the guy's leg. It looked like an action movie, but this is real life. Thankfully, though, there was a rough landing. He did get hurt, though. He fractured his wrist, and that required surgery. He also tore his left bicep because he was hanging on for so long.
That's unbelievable.
Now, here's what's blowing my mind. He says, oh, I plan to hang glide again.
Yeah, right.
No. And my wife, Lindsay, always is trying to kill me. She's like, we should go ziplining. We should do this. No.
I kind of get that. I mean, what are the chances that's going to happen to you twice, you know?
I don't put myself in that chance.
Yeah, I don't do it for the first time. No, thank you. All right, see the video at joeandalexshow.com. That right there is Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
Okay. I found this and I was like, oh my gosh, this is very interesting. It says like things that annoying coworkers do. And maybe we can see if this applies to anybody here on the Joe and Alex Show. Eating smelly food at your desk.
Joe does that.
Okay. I knew it. Dang it. I knew it. Listen, I brought in tilapia fish one time like a year ago.
Hold on a minute.
Tuna too.
Hold on. I need a pen because what we need to do is.
Tally it up.
Yes. Yep. So I'm going to write each of our names. So I'm going to write. Alex. That's me, by the way.
Hey, Alex.
I'm going to write Joe.
That's me, by the way.
Live the web girl.
That's me, and I'm a female.
Oh, she's a girl. Okay. If you're wondering, we had a listener think that Liv was Live the web boy.
Somehow. They said that she has a low voice. Anyway, and then producer Porkchop. So what? As you go through, I'm going to tally each thing you say that an annoying coworker does. I'll put a tally under the person that we all unanimously agree does. So Joe got one tally for smelly food.
Right.
Yeah, they say some of the worst offenders are hard-boiled eggs, broccoli, tuna. I guess mine would be close because I brought in tilapia.
Well, you have brought in tuna before. Don't forget about that.
Oh, that's right. I brought in those tuna packets.
Yes.
And the seafood in general. Okay. What about this? Another thing that annoying coworkers can do. Asking too many questions. Alex. Alex. Asking questions is fine. Just try not to ask too many work-related questions or you'll look like you can't figure stuff out on your own. Liv! Alex!
I feel like that isn't that my job to ask questions.
Yeah, I almost feel like producer Porkchop is the question asker.
Yeah, I was going to say producer
Porkchop. Are you serious?
All of us do, but he does the most. I think that is part of his job.
You guys always like, oh, I didn't get that. Where's that at? Or I can't.
Oh, okay.
That is maybe once a week. Porkchop is constantly asking questions because that's part of his job.
If the culprit asks a lot of questions, but if the question is, you know, who is the one that doesn't know what's going on the most, and therefore you're asking questions, then it is between Liv and I.
No,
yes, that's what it is.
100% Alex. It's not
me.
No.
I think you both get a ding. I think you both...
No.
Equal?
Are you kidding me?
Producer Porkchop.
Alex is the worst.
Exactly. Alex is the worst, so she gets the ding.
Sorry, I give you the ding, Liv.
Me? Oh, Liv gets it.
Yeah.
Porkchop, when have I ever asked you a question?
I don't know.
What's the next thing? We'll see.
Okay. Complaining about being a... No, it's kidding. The next thing annoying coworkers do, being a slob.
Joe.
I was going to say Alex.
Me?
I was
going to
say
slobby?
Alex, too, yes.
Sometimes Joe at least is trash.
Crumbs. No.
I sweep my crumbs onto the floor.
Hold on, Miss Crummy Crumb. A messy desk is one thing. People might judge you, but they probably won't hate you. Don't be a slob in common areas.
I will say.
Alex, go ahead, Liv, because I will say something after you say something.
This is there. I'm holding up a stack of papers that is pork chop. Stack of papers.
Uh-huh.
That has been here. And one day I came in and sat down at my spot and it was pushed over in my spot.
That doesn't necessarily mean
like,
I put it there.
This is not mine. I took care of mine. So.
I mean, I feel like I throw my stuff away every day. Joe's the one that always gets in trouble for leaving his trash in the studio and things like
that.
False.
I'm standing up right now so I can fully paint the picture for you guys in the studio. Alex has her laptop. Next to that, she has her juice, her cookies, and her lotion.
What's slobby about that?
Alex, every day after
I don't
you
have
leave.
A desk. This is my
Alex,
desk.
Alex, every day after you leave the show, and I'm still here, usually Porkchop might be here because we're usually the last two to leave, there is always crumbs on the right of your laptop every freaking day.
All right,
there's
fine.
Crumbs.
Then I'll put the slob
okay.
for me, then.
Give
I'll
yourself
take one
the slobby
for the team.
Slob. I am not. I might be the stinky food man.
Look at Liv. She's got a nasty banana peel over
okay,
there.
Okay, this is the first Liv. Time I've ever brought a banana into the studio.
I mean, for the most part, every day I sweep my crumbs off, so I mean, if one gets left, God forbid, but whatever.
But
I'll be the slobby
the,
one.
You sweep them onto the floor. Look it. There's like ants right now carrying your food away.
Okay.
I'll the next one.
Okay, there's a few left here.
I still cannot believe Porkchop said I asked the most questions. I literally have never once asked Porkchop. If anything, he's asked me 18 billion questions.
Well, that's because I'm new here.
No, I know, his but, question... I'm still saying.
No, these are questions for this purpose.
Maybe asking it like
Liv,
twice, but like literally 100 times,
Liv, for the
which
purpose
is okay.
of this, for the purpose of this, the questions are things that you can know yourself. He's brand new. He doesn't know anything.
Okay.
These
he
are questions
look,
that are like in the
email.
He
could look back at old podcasts
so
and see.
This is a list of what your most annoying coworker does, and we're going around the room and figuring out who does what, and so then we can determine who the most annoying
two
is.
Two more things. Let me just do two more real quick, and you could tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. Let us know annoying things your coworkers do. As a matter of fact, call them out by name if they're your boss. Interrupting people all the time.
This
Alex.
Is awkward.
Probably me.
Yeah.
Sorry,
but
Alex.
In her defense, it's because she's not paying attention.
Or she's like just so concentrated on her thoughts.
Right, exactly. She's not paying attention. She's like in her own little creative world. So she interrupts you, not even realizing you're speaking. So it's not like she's cutting you off when she knows
you're
talking.
That's not true. Like even on the air when we talk, I get interrupted all the time. Like,
I think we all interrupt each other.
It says you can definitely interject, but in general, make sure you disrespect people enough to let them finish the thought. Otherwise, it looks like you don't have good judgment or you're impatient.
I'm the best at that.
But our job's different, though. We do all talk for a living. That's what our job is, to move our mouths.
I mean, we all interrupt each other all the time.
Yeah, I gave myself the ding for that.
Okay. And finally here, most annoying things coworkers can do, talking to people in the bathroom while they're in a stall.
That's a huge no for me. I would never do that.
I don't do that.
I don't do that either.
I don't even go to the bathroom if someone else is already in there. I wait.
Here's the thing.
Oh, Liv is the bathroom stall talker?
I don't.
Gross.
I've done it one time to our receptionist. Her name's Barb. I love her. I've done it one time to her. But I've only done it once, but I would do it more if, like, there were more people in there when I'm in there, but we're here so much earlier than everyone else that there's never really anyone
in there.
I hate
when people talk.
Okay, so then technically Liv gets that or what? Okay,
yeah,
so
we'll
then
give it to Liv. So what's the final score?
So then Porkchop has zero. He's not annoying at all. Liv and I are tied for the most. We each have two. Joe has one.
Well, that makes
sense. So then Liv and I are both equally annoying. I probably could have guessed that.
Yeah, same.
All right. You could have saved us about 6 minutes right there. Thanks.
There's a smelly smell, a tap a smelly smell that smells smelly.
Oh, yeah, you know it. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and there is a candle company that is coming out with something that might be a good actual gift for you to get for friends and family for the holiday season, and it is kind of a homesick candle, they say. It smells like your home state.
I've seen those.
So what's everybody's home state? I'm originally from Michigan, so mine would have to be a Michigan candle. Porkchop, you're from Jersey, right?
Yes, I'm originally from New Jersey.
Okay, Alex, where are you from?
Well, I don't know. I've lived a lot of places, but I guess I would say I've lived the most or the longest amount of time in the state of Indiana. So I guess I would consider that. And I was born in Indiana.
All right. And Liv the Web Girl, where's home for you?
I am from the very, very, very northern tip of Kentucky. So basically Cincinnati, but I guess we'll say Kentucky.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll get to all those in just 1 second. But I'm going to kind of go around the room and give you an example. For example, Hawaii is on here, this candle. And they say the Hawaii candle, which sounds really good, is pineapple-y, coconut, and kind of sugar. North Carolina, they say it kind of has a blackberries, peach, and smoky barbecue smell.
Really? That surprises me.
Yeah, so I'll give you a state, and you just give me your reaction to what you think it would smell like.
Okay.
How about, let's see here, Alaska. What would Alaska, the candle for Alaska, be like?
Pine.
Snow. Yeah, I was going to say snow.
Pine wood.
Yeah, crisp winter air frost.
Fish, a little bit of salmon.
I was going to say fish, too.
No fish. That would be a nasty, stanky smell. Let's see here. What about Colorado?
Well, pot.
Okay. Yeah. No, they say Colorado kind of be like a cedary, sandalwood, nice cinnamony smell out there. What about Florida? Cinnamon. What would Florida smell like?
Oranges, citrusy.
Or?
Sunshine.
Oh, yeah. But what would a suntan lotion?
Yeah.
Like a sunscreen and orange smell. That'd be good.
I feel like you're not wrong, but I think it'd be more like Florida would be like kind of old people smell.
Or like cigarettes.
Like cigarettes. Kind of.
Or just jail. Whatever jail smells
yeah,
like.
Yeah, why are all arrests from Florida?
Like mothballs.
Maybe a little Worthery, you know, because all the old people down there. Let's see. What else we got here? Indiana. What would Indiana?
Corn.
Okay.
Corn.
Basketball.
Yeah, like
a
new basketball.
A new basketball.
Like that leathery kind of smell?
A new basketball.
That's a good one, yeah.
Okay, what about Texas?
Barbecue.
Pecan pie.
Pecan pie.
Aww. All right, I want you guys to be honest. I am from Michigan, as I brought up. What do you think my home state would smell like?
Michigan's
fresh.
Hard.
Fresh lakes.
I thought you said trash.
Oh, lakes. No. That's right.
Yeah,
yes.
I say lake.
Yeah, it would have to be a lake smell.
Freshwater lakes.
Yeah.
All right, what about New York? What would New York smell like?
I can tell you.
Sewer. Garbage.
Hot garbage and Doritos.
Our pizza, New York slice.
Yeah.
Pizza would be in
there. I was going to say pizza or sewer.
Yeah. Pizza and sewer.
Wow, you guys are making me so wanted to get all these homesick candles right here. Is there any other states that I left off that you guys think might have a good smell? I mean, we got 50 of them here.
Well, New Jersey is the garden state.
Yeah, floral.
But
no, it would smell like self-tanner.
Why New Jersey? Oh, because of New Jersey Shore.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Meek Mill revealed that he tried to talk Kanye West out of visiting the White House last month. You know, Kanye met with President Trump on October 13th to discuss criminal justice reform. And Meek said that he spent hours on the phone trying to convince Kanye to not do the meeting. He said the whole meeting was a mockery and he doubts that you discussed anything about prison reform. Meek was also invited to the White House to speak with Trump, but he turned down the offer. I mean, I think you're going to turn down the offer, then you weren't there. You don't know what was actually or not discussed. And you can't complain about what's going on if you literally get a chance to talk to any president and you say, no, I don't want to talk to him.
I mean, he should have said something.
If he has a problem, he should have said something.
I just want to see, because I heard a rumor that there's actually going to be a Kanye Trump track. I want to hear if Trump spits
there,
some bars.
There, you did not.
Alex, I have people that know stuff about music. I hear some hot fires coming our way.
He's making that up. After more than two decades of marriage and more than three decades together, Robert De Niro and Grace Hightower, his wife, are splitting up. Robert De Niro said, Grace and I have two beautiful children together. We're entering a period of transition in our relationship, which is difficult but constructive to process. I honor Grace as a wonderful mother and ask for privacy and respect from all as we proceed to develop our roles as partners in parenting. And Bruce Springsteen has opened up about the difficult relationship he had with his dad growing up. And I didn't know this, how his dad was diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia.
Wow.
Springsteen has struggled with his own mental health, having his first breakdown at age 32 and another in his 60s. He's been in analysis ever since that first breakdown and says that it saved his life. He says he still fears a diagnosis similar to his father's and said, I've come close enough to mental illness where I know I am not completely well myself. I've had to deal with a lot of it over the years and I'm on a variety of medications that keep me on an even keel. Otherwise, I can swing rather dramatically and drastically and just the wheels come off a little bit. So we have to watch in our family. I have to watch my kids and I've been lucky there. It ran in my family going way before my dad. Coming up in less than an hour, a crime ring has been targeting Hollywood, and there's new information concerning O.J. Simpson's case.
All right, thank you so much, Alex. All right, coming up next in the Joe and Alex Show, give us about 6 minutes. I was watching one of my favorite shows last night with my wife, Lindsay, and it ended up actually causing a pretty big argument about us having kids. Now, my wife, Lindsay, is on the phone, and we're going to talk to her about this next on the Joe and Alex Show. Hang on. All right, we have got my wife on the phone, and we're going to get right into it. What's up? You actually are talking to me. It's surprising, because last night we were watching This Is Us, one of our favorite shows, and I got to remind you, too, spoiler alert, we're not going to do it. So don't say what it was, but two of our favorite characters on that show have got to be Toby and Kate. And if you've been watching the show, you obviously know that they're pregnant. This has been going on for multiple episodes. Well, they were at the doctor's and they're like, hey, I can tell you what the sex of the baby is. And they're like, oh, I don't know if I want to know. Then the other one wanted to know, so they were fighting about that. I'm not going to reveal. They actually end up finding out what the baby is later in the episode, but that's for you to watch. But I went to commercial, and I'm talking to you, Lindsay, and we totally disagreed on about finding out the sex of our, you know, potential baby one day.
I know. That's a red flag, I think.
Yeah, we should have talked about that before we got married. What is your thought on that?
So I am not sure I want to find out the sex. And even if we were to find out, like if you and I knew, I don't want to tell other people what we're having. Like, I don't want them to know.
Okay, well, why would we not want to know about it? Like, why?
I just think it would be a fun surprise.
No, see, and I
want other people to know because, like, I've had friends who have done this, and then, like, if you don't tell people what you're having, the gifts they buy you, like, for your shower and stuff are actually things you need. Like, if they know what you're having, you just get a ton of clothes.
So what do you mean? Like, what are things you need, then?
What do you mean, what do you need?
I feel like diapers. Yeah,
like,
but people are still going to give you that if they know you're having a boy or a girl.
Maybe. I don't know. But I've had friends who complained that all they got was clothes and they still had to buy a bunch of stuff.
What about leaving your baby genderless? Like, what about having a genderless baby and calling it a baby?
We could be trendsetters.
Yeah.
Hey, careful. Live the Web Girl, you're on with my wife. What's up?
Well, I actually took a class in college and we watched this video about gender X and raising a baby as like gender X. So like their gender isn't disclosed so they can pick their gender on their own. So there are actually people that do that out there.
Okay, well, I'm not doing any of that. The whole thing I'm talking about is this. If or when, because I'm trying all the time, when my wife gets knocked up, Lord willing, we're able to have a baby, I think we need to find out, we need to share it on the radio for sure. That has to be something we share with the Joe and Alex Show audience. But I think But I think we should do like a gender reveal party or like a, yeah, party. Wouldn't you guys want to come to the gender reveal party, Alex, Pork Chop, Liv?
Most definitely. I'll film it.
It'd be so fun. Alex, what?
I'm just, you know, a baby shower is already enough.
Are your rabies dogs going to be there?
My dogs don't
have
rabies.
They're the big brothers.
The rabies for the babies.
Stop it. That's not going to be the name of the Facebook invite.
But I know people are going to be mad because so many people have these, but I don't care for gender reveal parties. I kind of feel like, Alex, like, there's already a shower. Like, one obligation is enough to put people through.
Yeah.
And the biggest reason, though, I have seen, like, gender reveal videos and stuff where one of the parents was disappointed, and you could tell.
It's awkward.
And I know that would be me, because I don't have a poker face.
Well, what do you want? You're pregnant right now. What do you want?
Yeah, you mean hypothetically she's pregnant right now.
Do
you guys
I?
Don't
I'm
have kids.
Pregnant right now.
So for those that have never listened to, to the Joe and Alex show before, Joe and his wife, Lindsay, do not have any kids yet. Joe is dying to have kids. Lindsay is not ready yet. And so this is a hypothetical question, that if she was pregnant.
Yes. I want my first kid to be a boy.
Okay, we agree.
Oh, wow.
And now, I'm not saying I'd be disappointed if our first one was a girl, but I wouldn't be, like, jumping for joy. Like, I'm definitely looking for a boy here.
Wow.
I want a little Joe. Well, I want somebody to carry on the tradition of back hair and beards.
And, like, I just showed you that video of my college friend just 2 weeks ago. Their gender reveal. Like, her husband hit a golf ball, and it exploded with this powder inside. And it was pink, and you could literally see on his face. You could tell he was mad. Like, he was angry.
Well, wouldn't you?
I'm sure he'll get over it, but, like, in the moment, you don't want that on video, and someone's going to show your kid someday.
True. But how about then you'd rather be surprised, like, when the baby's born and be disappointed then? Like, that's supposed to be a happy moment.
I would be like, hey, put it back in. That is not my baby.
I guess that is a valid point. Maybe I'd be too out of it to care at that point. I don't know.
Modern science is cool, so let's celebrate the fact that we can know what the baby's gender is before it's born. Like, that's cool. It's no offense. That's kind of like an old school thing to not, you know, want to have a gender reveal party.
Yeah, no one on the show actually has kids, and I know that when I imagine having my first child, I definitely want to know in advance for each kid what I'm having.
Yes.
I want to prepare, have the nursery a certain way, all that kind of stuff. You know, have a name exactly picked out, all that.
This does not happen often on the Joe and Alex show, but me and Alex agree. The world is ending. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. All right, let's talk to you if you've got a little one or two or 20. Maybe you got your little Duggar family going on. Is it something you think is best to find out beforehand from your experience, or is it something special about waiting? Like, and also, please get my wife and everybody else, like Alex, on board. I feel like a gender reveal party would be the coolest thing ever. We could have like beer and like a bar and barbecue. It'd be a fun time.
It's selfish.
I'm
you already
sure
want
you
people to come to a shower.
Why couldn't we have a barbecue?
I saw a news article just this morning. A border guard down in Arizona had his gender reveal party, and they did fireworks and started a wildfire.
Whoa.
I'm telling you, these are dangerous.
How much have you been researching this? Okay. Jeez. You're always killing my vibe. All right. That's my wife, Lindsay, on the Joe and Alex show. I love you, babe. Thank you.
Love you, too. Have a good day, guys.
You, too.
Bye.
I'm going to come home later and try to make a baby. So if you got something.
A baby.
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. We'll talk to you next. Live the Web Girl. Let's get to our social media before we get to the calls. At Joe and Alex Show, what are people saying?
Lauren said, OMG, my husband and I had the same exact disagreement. Why can't it be a surprise? Gender reveals are so overrated. And then Tony says, girls are the father's fault, so don't be disappointed. It's your fault.
Oh, you're talking about me. Like, I prefer a son for my firstborn. I would like to have a boy. I'm just worried I'd have, like, the guy with all girls. Nothing wrong with girls. I just, if I had a preference, I'd want a boy for the first one. Let's kick it off this morning with Stephanie on the Joe and Alex show. Stephanie, what happened with you?
Well, I just think that it's the ultimate gift from God to have a child, that you're blessed, and that if you find out, it's like opening your presents that are under the tree before Christmas. You should wait and be thankful for whatever gender you receive from God, because it's the ultimate gift.
So if you peek under the tree and you look, does that mean you go to hell?
No, certainly not. Certainly not. I mean, I have two children. The first child, we did not know until she arrived. And it was wonderful. It didn't, once you become pregnant, honestly, it makes no difference what sex the child is. You are so excited you're going to have a child.
Stephanie, why don't you like birthday parties? Like, why don't you like big parties, like a gender reveal party? Because to me, that sounds like one of the coolest things that a guy probably came up with. It sounds awesome.
Yeah, you know, okay, so you get to choose the color of your nursery. You get to pick the name early.
Can guys have something here? You ladies get to carry the baby for 9 months. Guys don't get to do that. It's not fair. We really want to be able to do that, but we can't, so you get to have all the fun carrying the baby.
How many men plan gender reveal parties? Isn't that the women that plan it and then show up?
Oh, I think it's more of a man thing, right?
I honestly think, and Joe, don't take this the wrong way, but I think gender reveal parties are kind of on a downtrend as far as the cool factor goes. Like, they're starting to get kind of annoying and overdone. But Joe has a tendency, in my opinion, he likes anything that is basic and seemingly viral on social media. He wants to do it and he's into it. If he feels like this is a cool social media trend, I just think that's like your type of thing. So I feel like it's kind of like, well, I'm not shocked that you really want to do a gender reveal party one day now that it's kind of ending in the cool.
All right, I'm not saying you're not invited to the gender reveal party, but you're on thin ice right now. Marie, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say about this?
I want to say that, have you been shopping for baby stuff recently? It's literally all girl or all boy. There's really not much gender neutral thing going on. So we actually found out as soon as we could. We had girls both times, and we didn't have to buy anything the second time because we already knew we have all this girl stuff. It was wonderful.
Yeah, reuse it for sure. So you can maybe, you know, tell my wife if she's listening, hey, let Joe have that gender reveal party.
Heck yeah, it's amazing. It's so much fun. And so many people show up to support you, and it's a new life. And they don't have to bring gifts because that's what the baby shower is for. But, you know, just another chance to get everyone together. Why not?
Yeah, Joe, we could have Porkchop, who does DJing on the side. He could DJ it for free.
If you want to... Yeah. Joe, if you want to have a baby so bad, why don't we just put you in a diaper in a box and then we can open the box up and you jump out in the diaper?
That's not the same thing. That's not the same thing. Marissa's on the Joe and Alex show. We're talking about if you find out or if you don't find out the sex of a baby before it's born. What do you do?
I feel like you could have a gender reveal party with a baby shower. That way she can get the presents that she wants, you know, without people knowing what the sex is. And you get what you want by knowing what the baby is.
That's a good idea, except that the people that are shown to the party had to buy their gift before that, and so they didn't know what gender to buy for.
But that's what Lindsay wants, because she feels like the presents are different, you know, when they know what the baby is, it just flows and stuff, and so that's what they really need.
Well, that might be a compromise.
Can you ask people to bring cash to the baby shower?
No.
Like, just like kind of like a cash thing, you know, like a wedding?
Yeah, you know what? Why not? Because that's what you need. Like, just get some gift cards to Target or something.
No cash and no Taco Bell gift cards, Joe.
Well, okay. Taco Bell is awesome.
Yeah, I know.
That's Joe's favorite.
Alex, two strikes. One more, you are not coming. Hey, thank you, Marissa. Let's do one more call with Ben on the Joe and Alex show. Did you find out, or is that something you wait to find out the gender of the baby?
Good morning, y'all. Yeah, we did not find out with our first daughter. See, it was so exciting not knowing, and then once we had her, being able to go out and tell everybody we had a little girl, and yeah, your gender neutral things are hard to find, but like I said before, a lot of people brought swings and things like that you needed. But it was a lot of fun not knowing.
How is
a lot of people
fun?
Don't do that anymore.
Ben, how is it fun not knowing? That would kill me for 9 months.
It was hard, but like I said, not knowing the surprise of it and being able to plan somewhat, but it's exciting not knowing because you have no way of finding out.
You can't cheat
and find out.
Ben, I appreciate it, but I totally disagree with you. Live the web, girl. What are we getting?
Well, my mom actually always found out the gender,
And we have four girls in our family, oh, so it's all girls. And they did it, so they had more time to break it to my great-grandma, because every time they said that it was a girl, my grandma just said, oh, I'm so sorry, maybe next time. And they're like, no, we're pretty happy.
You know what I was just thinking? Joe, we should call your mom and ask her when you were born. Like, were you excited to find out if Joe was a guy or a girl? And then she'll be like, well, when he was born, we still weren't sure.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Actually, that's a true statement right there.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Joe's journey, we'll get into that real quick, but we have a new update with it. Now, let's see here. I'm looking at the actual numbers. Okay, here's what it is. Last week, we didn't get to go on the air because I think we just ran out of time. Oh, yeah, we ran out of time or something like that. And plus, Thanksgiving was coming. I wanted to have a little bit of padding. I was 386.5. Well, Turkey Day got me. I put on like a pound and a half. I'm up to 388.8, so I put on a little bit of turkey weight. I'm down 16.4 pounds overall, but definitely not going in the right direction after Turkey Day. This coming up, though, is kind of causing a change. We're thinking now that Liv the Web Girl, she's got a reason why, and Porkchop's got a reason why. They kind of want to hop on the Joe's journey. We're going to do like 2.0 as far as making it a challenge, I guess. Can everybody explain what they're trying to do? Liv, let's start out with you. You're going to be on a vacation, and you want to get ready for that?
Yes, so I'm going on vacation like the second week of January, and I'm trying to get it right and get it tight for that trip because I'm going to Hawaii. So I'm going to be in a bikini like the entire time and also throughout the Christmas holidays. You know, there's more food around, so I just want to make sure that I'm getting, you know, a good amount of workouts in each week.
All right, producer Porkchop, I think you're looking good, but you say you're having problems with your clothing?
Yeah, over the Thanksgiving break, it was just very stressful. All my shirts, I wear larges, and they're all feeling very tight, especially around my jeans. They're feeling very tight, and I don't have the extra funds right now to go get a bunch of extra large clothing, so I need to do something about it. And I want to go the extra mile. You know, I don't want to just do a challenge. Like, I want to lose at least 20 pounds within the next 2 months.
I don't have, like, a specific weight goal. I'm just trying to, like, you know, tighten up, tone, maybe lean out a little bit. But I already eat healthy, which is something that clearly, no offense, Joe and Porkchop don't do. And I think that is so important because it helps you live a long, healthy life. But
I was trying to live, and I know you're not coming at me, but listen, every time I try to go on a diet, something comes up and it ruins it. For example, no, this is out of my control.
Go ahead.
When you have a lettuce recall, how am I supposed to lose weight?
That is such a BS excuse.
Oh, you're saying it's fake? That's a real recall, Liv.
No, I know it's a real recall.
You want me to die.
How about mixed greens, spinach, kale, arugula? I mean, come on, there are other lettuces and also, I'm not saying diet. It's just literally a lifestyle change.
Okay, now, Alex, you're like, why don't you guys put up or shut up? And what's the idea you have for this whole Joe's journey kind of a group challenge now?
I think you guys need to prove that you guys are going to work out together 4 times a week.
4 times a week?
4 times a week. I don't care what it is. Like, one of them could be walking, but a significant amount, at least for a half hour. And you guys can do it separately. It doesn't necessarily have to be together, but you guys have to, you know, have a selfie or something that you post on our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show to prove that you did it. But you guys need to 4 days a week work out. And if you don't follow through, then I am going to come up with a box of dares, and you guys got to pull out some different punishments that I come up with for you to do.
Okay, so we'll say from Wednesday to Tuesday
is the week
that you work out. And then if we don't get 4 workouts in that following Wednesday, we pick out the losers that don't get 4 workouts in have to pick out the box of challenges.
I'm so down.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be me. I'm going to be winning this thing. I'm going to be losing the most weight, and I'm going to be looking good.
I'm not going to lie. I'm so confident, and I can't wait to just watch you guys do challenges every week. But I want to know what these challenges are.
Yeah, what exactly are we agreeing to with challenges?
Well, first of all, we just got a tweet. Somebody was asking, well, I don't understand why Alex doesn't have to do it. I don't work out.
No, there's no way on this planet that we would even be able to get her to walk 15 minutes. Yeah. Like a brisk walk for 15 minutes, she's
too
out.
Too much. I'm the fattest skinny person you'll ever meet. All right, so here are some things that I came up with. Is there like game show music? Like, you know, something like, you know, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Something dramatic?
Oh.
These are kind of like hardcore, I
Go
feel
ahead,
like.
Talk, and I think I have some of that music for you.
Okay, so the first thing I thought of, and you know, these are just some ideas, but I throw them all in a box, and then you guys have to stick your hand in and you pull something out. You don't know what it's going to be, but what do you think about these ideas for the box?
Okay, wait, first, if you don't like these ideas, people who are listening, then you can tweet at us at Joe and Alex and give your at Joe and Alex show and give us your two cents of what you think these challenges should be.
So the first punishment for the Joe and Alex show box of dares, box, I don't know, box of shame. I don't know what you guys want to call
box
it.
Box of bulge. Yeah.
Lick a show member's bare foot.
No, oh, absolutely God. Not. Oh, my God.
It doesn't matter what you say because I'm going to win, so I won't have to do the challenges anyway. So, yeah, sure.
Oh,
okay.
I don't know about that. Okay.
Run outside in your underwear. You have to take your pants off for Liv, the web girl, and Joe and Porkchop. No pants. You can keep your shirts on, but, you know, it is winter, so it's a little cool.
Can we keep our bras on?
It's not summer outside, so it is a little bit it's a little bit brisk out there, a little nipply.
Yeah.
So you guys got to go outside, run around. In your underwear where people will see you and come back in. Text roulette where I randomly pick someone in your phone contact list that you have to text something to of my choice.
Okay.
Oh my, that's awful.
I'm in.
Scream your shame. You have to yell something embarrassing of my choice outside in front of all the people here downtown.
Oh gosh, that's so embarrassing.
No.
And then, last but certainly not least, Shavy Scaries. Shavy Scaries is where, for the men on the show, which would be Joe and producer Porkchop, they have to shave their beards. And Liv would have to not shave her armpits for a week.
Oh, what? Wow.
And we'd put a photo up of this online, obviously, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, my. I'm going to get dumped.
So I'm in. Hands in. I'm in.
Those are just some ideas, but if you have some for the, what do we like, box of punishments or box
of
shame?
I like box of shame because you should be ashamed that you didn't work out 4 times a week.
All right, so for the box of shame for hashtag Joe's Journey, if you have an idea of a punishment that you and I can put in there for Joe, Liv, and Porkchop, I will put it in there from you. I'll even put your name on there, you know, from Cynthia. All right, that it was your idea. We'll say it when we shout it out and do it on the show. So, at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter, or you can look us up Radio Now on Facebook and message us.
Okay. Oh, yeah. This is where you can tell us what you're into. It's the Joe and Alex Show, a little bit we like to do called What I'm Into. I'm into it.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm so into you, I can barely breathe.
You can call into the show 833-JOE-ALEX and let us know what you're into. That's 833-563-2539. We like to share what we think is pretty cool and interesting. For me, I don't know about you guys, but I get so bogged down and I try to get rid of the clutter in my life, especially with my email. Have you guys heard of something called unroll.me?
No,
seriously, don't laugh. This is seriously cool. Here's what it is. It's an app. It's now available on Android. It was on iPhone originally, but it instantly gives you a list of all the emails you're subscribed to. You don't even realize half the stuff you sign up for. It easily gives it up to you and lets you say, okay, I want to keep on getting emails from this, or I would like to unsubscribe and unfollow, and it's instant. As soon as you do that, it's gone. I got rid of 52 email subscriptions. This junk, crappy email that I don't even need. You guys get bombarded by that, or it's just me? It's just like, because I don't like to sign up for stuff, but you always get like wrangled into something.
1,000%, and it takes forever to go in and try to scroll and try to find the unsubscribe button. It's a pain.
This thing does it for you. It's free. It's called unroll.me, and we'll put a swipe up link on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram story so you can check out that free app. Who else wants to go? What are you guys into this week?
I am obsessed with these leggings from Spanx, the brand.
Oh, Alex, tell me more. more.
They're called the faux leather moto leggings. There are photos of me on our Instagram at Joan Alex Show on the Instagram story. If you swipe up there, you can shop them and also see me wearing them, so you know what they look like. Ooh. And what they look like on me. Holla. I am cute though. No, I'm just kidding.
Let me screenshot that for later.
I'm just joking. Gosh. But the faux leather moto leggings from Spanx, they are pricey, so I'm not going to lie to you about that. They are $110.
Whoa!
But they come in black and gray, and because they are Spanx brand, no matter what size you are, they look so flattering and so great. They've got this little moto detailing. They look, you know, they're faux leather, so they look like you got like little biker leggings on. They go with everything, and oh my word, if you got a little bit of a tummy pooch, a food baby, or maybe you just, you know, got some love handles going on, these will hide everything. They're high-waisted and they just, they're I don't know, tailored in the right places to just suck it all in. It is fantastic. A huge investment. You'll wear forever. I wore these on a first date once and the guy wouldn't stop talking about them, just how cute they were. I mean, yeah, they are that good. So at Joan Alex Show on Instagram, you can swipe up to buy all of our or see all of our things that we're into this week.
And ironically, after that date, he went on a date with me.
Hey! All right, Pork Chop, what are you into this week?
I'm really into emergency. Does everyone know what that is?
Yes,
I've heard of it, but does that stuff actually work?
Oh, yes. I love that stuff. I live and die by it. You know, I should get them to endorse me because I will take that stuff all the time.
What, and what is it? Yeah.
It's like a, it's kind of a powder, or you could get it in gummy form, but it's literally vitamin C, and it's 1,600% of your daily value of vitamin C. So it's like 16 days worth.
But like people take that to prevent getting sick, right?
Correct.
Right.
Yeah, like to prevent getting sick. Or let's say you are sick.
Live.
I feel like this stuff will help you get better faster.
I need to take that because I cannot be sick on the weekend. It's my time to, you know.
Liv is always sick because she's always sniffing baby,
you know,
breath, baby breath at work.
Yeah. Try washing your hands and not putting your fingers up your nose. It's a good way to not to get sick too.
Dude, I am not joking. I put so much hand sanitizer on and wash my hands. I just need more vitamin C. So
yes.
I know. I'm going to get this emergency stuff.
All right, Liv the Web Girl, what are you into?
So I am obsessed with this show that I've been watching on Netflix. And it's so funny. It's like 20-minute episodes. And it's called Shites Creek.
Oh, I've heard of it. Yeah, it kind of sounds like a play on words. Okay.
Yes, yes. It's S-C-H-I-T-T-C-R-E-E-K. So
okay.
And it's so funny. And it's about this family that is like billionaires. And then their business manager was actually crooked and stole all their money. And so they only own one tiny little city, which is how the show gets its name. And they have to live there in like a motel. And they are like the bougiest family in the world. And it's so funny. It's just so like light and just comedic. And the episodes are only 20 minutes. So you can like buzz through them. It's so good.
You're kind of doing a family-friendly version of the title. Someone's like,
yes,
that loves the show, is like, what? She's not saying it right.
Right. Yes, I'm doing a family friendly version. But if you go to our Instagram story at Joan Alex Show, you can see like the real title and it swipes up to the trailer.
Okay, well, actually, it looks like Marissa's agreeing with something that one of us already is into. Marissa, what are you talking about?
So, I have to agree with Pork Chop. The emergency is amazing. I love it. It helps boost you and it kind of keeps like colds and stuff. But Matt and I are currently into Empire, the show. It's amazing and we're so addicted to it.
Now, who's Matt? I feel
like,
yeah,
actually, like we know
I
who
feel
it
like
is.
I forgot who Matt was.
Matt is my fiance. We're always tweeting at you guys, and
oh.
I mean, we're your biggest fan.
Oh yes, of course,
Marissa. We don't care about your body size. It's okay.
Oh, you're hilarious.
Thank you so much.
How about you just go run around downtown, singing my milkshake, bring the boys to yard. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, exactly, I will. Joe. I will. Hey, thank you for calling in. We got some good tweets right here. I don't know how Alex would feel about this, but I think this is a hell of a deal. Maddie said, how about this? I'm into Burger King's $1 10-piece chicken nuggets.
Woohoo! Mm,
10 nuggets for a buck? Oh, we should have a nugget off before we lose weight.
And then Wendy's has a dollar any size fries. Then McDonald's has a dollar any size drink. Dude,
yeah,
that's
been around. Where have you been?
No, but I'm saying you could get $3 for a 10-piece nugget, large fries, and a large pop.
That's true.
I don't think that's what we were talking about for Joe's Journey Pork Chop.
Not like I know. So
darn
much
it.
For Joe's Journey and losing weight.
Okay, no. I'm going to
do
it. I'm going to do it.
All right. Well, that is Joe's Journey. If you got something.
Nope.
It's what we're into.
I'm sorry.
I messed you up. What else is on social media? I think you were saying.
No, there's a bunch more. Sorry. Now, honestly, let's go back. All I'm thinking about now as we're doing what I'm into is I'm thinking about, well, after the show, I could
go get that
fry. I could get a dollar sweet tea. I could go get a waffle cone.
You know what? Let's just end on this one tweet we just got.
Okay.
Blake said, I never walk into school sad because I start off my day with the Joe and Alex show every day.
Oh, yay. But you're still walking into school. That sucks.
No, get that degree.
I'm sorry. Yeah, good for you. That's awesome.
It's the Joe and Alex show.
Who cares about this garbage?
10 alleged gang members face felony charges in connection with a series of burglaries that targeted the Los Angeles homes of celebrities, including Rihanna, a guy from the Dodgers, and the Rams wide receiver Robert Woods. The men are charged with conspiracy and numerous other counts, including burglary and home invasion robbery. Police announced 4 arrests at a news conference in October where they displayed recovered items, including handbags, jewelry, and cell phones. 3 of those 4 were released pending further investigation, and 2 of them were rearrested and are among those charged. Investigators found a list of additional targets that included LeBron James and Matt Damon. Officials say the victims were chosen by their social media posting. So essentially, when they knew that their schedules were indicated or were indicating that they were going to be, you know, gone and not at home, they would target their house, which is scary because not just celebrities, but I've heard that a million times just for, you know, everyday people like us. If you have a vacation or something, don't post your photos that you're out of town and stuff like that on your vacation until afterwards, because people will know that you're gone.
Yeah, that's something you got to be aware of. It's like, hey, come to my place.
OJ Simpson's former manager Norman Pardo is making a documentary about the infamous murders, presenting the case that Simpson didn't act alone. The series will be pitched next week to streaming services, cable, and premium networks to coincide with the 25th anniversary of the homicides of Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman. Pardo claims to have more than 70 hours of video of Simpson that nobody has seen. He said, for the first time, the most thorough investigation into the murder ever conducted will be shared with America. We have assembled a team of internationally renowned criminal investigators, experts, and lawyers, and they believe that they not only can prove that O.J. Simpson was involved in their deaths, but for the first time reveal that he had at least one accomplice. Very excited about that.
Wow, okay.
And we got some more information on Stan Lee's death, you know, the Marvel creator.
Yeah, he created a lot of great comics.
So essentially, he died just from old age. He died from heart and respiratory failure. The death certificate for the comic book legend also revealed that he suffered aspiration pneumonia, which is caused by inhaling food, stomach acid, or saliva into your lung. His body was cremated and the ashes were given to his daughter. The Spider-Man creator died at the age of 95 in L.A. on November 12th.
All right. Wow. Thanks so much, Alex. That is the garbage here on the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now. All right. Coming up next, she is on hold. Okay, cool. We're going to be talking to Mary, and apparently she's mad at Alex. Okay, well, Mary, let me tell you right now, get in line.
Oh, great.
No, we'll talk to her next on the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now. Hey, good morning, and who is this?
Hi, this is Mary, and I have a bone to pick with Alex.
Well, surprise, surprise. All right, what's up, Mary? What do you got? What's on your plate?
So I heard she's dating this Egyptian guy.
Well, yeah, she has been, 6 months, 7 months?
A little over 7 months.
Wow, that's a long time there. So what's your problem with this?
I think she is done having her fun. I think this whole entire thing is entirely unfair. Binta visa.
I'm sorry, what?
Did she say visa? It's everywhere you want to be. No, what,
no.
What's wrong with the Egyptian and Alex?
Well, that's exactly the problem. It's the Egyptian and Alex. He's Egyptian. Let him date another Egyptian girl. I'm a nice Egyptian girl.
Oh, you're Egyptian and you're mad that I'm not Egyptian? I'm white. That's what you're mad about?
Mm-hmm. El Benet, El Bidol. Exactly.
Wait, I don't speak Egyptian. What did you just say?
This white girl just, she came in. There's not that many good-looking Egyptian guys.
You think I'm taking your spot, that you deserve to be dating my boyfriend more than I am just because you're the same ethnicity as him?
Come on.
Yeah, I don't know what you're saying.
Come on. I don't, yeah, what are you speaking?
That's exactly the problem. He deserves to be with someone who speaks the same language, who understands the culture, who just gets it.
Dude, listen, here's the thing. My boyfriend, who, yes, happens to be Egyptian, is like the whitest guy I know. He doesn't know how to speak a lick of Arabic. His parents speak fluent Arabic, and he has no idea what they're saying.
Elbid mish bifhamu haga.
Hold on a second. Listen. I'm not saying you can't. I'm not like, this is America. You speak English. You can speak whatever you want, but you got to tell me what the hell you're saying in Arabic, because you can't swear.
I feel like she's just roasting me.
It's just not right. It's just not right. And everyone knows that. There is not that many good-looking Egyptian guys. And he is a good-looking Egyptian guy. And that is just unreasonable for the rest of us.
Well, is he a good-looking Egyptian guy?
Yes, he is. Extremely good-looking, Joe. Thank you very much. Here's the thing, Mary. I don't feel bad about this. There is no rule that says people of certain ethnicities or races or whatever can only date people of the same race. That's ridiculous. If he wanted to date an Egyptian girl, he'd be dating an Egyptian girl.
I mean, just tell him to call me when you're done having your fun.
Okay. Wow.
Dang, Mary's seen some of the Egyptian and mommy likey.
You know what? I think it's about time that he's with a nice Egyptian girl. I'm going to send him a DM on Instagram right now as we speak. His parents will be so much happier when he's with an Egyptian girl.
Oh, do they have a problem that you're a white girl, Alex? I mean, I know some people, they do have a problem with that. Like, not just Egyptian, but just in general.
No, not that I know of. They've been extremely welcoming and loving to me. They've never said anything.
All right. Well, Mary, thanks for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
Binta Abita.
I still don't know what that means, but cool. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Does Mary have a point, even though she's obviously a little upset about this, Alex being a white girl dating the Egyptian guy that she totally wants? But does she have a point that maybe Alex should kind of, like, back off and let the Egyptian girl have her Egyptian guy?
This is ridiculous.
But if you speak Arabic, God, I'm crossing my fingers hoping she didn't swear. Here's some audio. I guess she spoke some Arabic during that, and I think she was probably roasting you or insulting you. I hope she wasn't cussing. Can you tell us what she's saying when she said this?
Bint Abita. Al-banat al-bid dol. Taban. Al-bid mish bifhamu haga. Bint Abita.
Yeah. I'm dying to know. I need to know what she's saying.
Oh, I want to try something real quick. I want to try to reverse it. See what it sounds like. Hold on a second.
That's not gonna help. It's not a record.
Hold on.
Bint Abita.
No.
El banat el bid dol.
Sounds the same.
Taban. El bid mish bifhamu haga. Bint Abita.
Sounds the same.
I thought I'd be like, oh, she's a dumb.
833-JOE-ALEX. Our phone number is 833-JOE-ALEX. Producer Porkchop is answering your calls now.
Okay, let's get to one person right now. We got up on the phone. Emily on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think about Mary?
About Mary, I think she had nothing better to do this morning. And I just wanted to pick on Alex. I'm kind of speechless. I am married to a Hispanic, and I'm white. And I've never had anybody comment to me like Mary did to Alex.
I know, right? I genuinely have no idea even what to say. I mean, so you agree then, she definitely is in the wrong here. It's not right to think that way, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I really think she just wanted airtime. I'm confused on.
No, I don't get it. And honestly, she sounds like a person that would be like hateful back in the day in a Jerry Springer episode. But like, you're dating outside your race, and I don't like that. Like, get with it. It's cool to love whoever the hell you love. It doesn't matter if they're the same race, religion, any of that stuff.
Yeah,
like,
I'm just.
If they love you, they love you.
I'm so confused. If you are Arabic, I would love for you to call us 833-JOE-ALEX, especially, and tell us not only what she said, but, you know, what you think.
Okay. Thank you for calling in this morning. Let's go to Ashley calling in Houston today, listening to us on 92.1 Radio Now. Hey, Ashley, what do you think?
Hi, guys. I love your show, by the way. I've been listening to you guys since you became since she came out in Houston, so I really appreciate it.
Woo-hoo! Oh, thanks. We appreciate you. That's one more day we get to keep our job.
Yeah, right? That's awesome. No, I just, from a different standpoint, I guess, I just think it's really, really rude for her to call in and say that Alex can't date him because she's white. And if the tables were turned, if Alex were calling in saying that the Egyptian girl couldn't date a white guy, it would be considered extremely racist and very rude.
I agree with that.
Yeah, that's a very good point, actually.
Yeah, 100%.
I hate that.
Well,
I'm a white girl, and if my parents were telling me I couldn't date someone that was Egyptian because he wasn't white, it would be looked at as extremely racist and very rude, and I would probably be, you know, told that I was a bigot in this terrible person.
Right.
But then if it's the tables are turned, it's all okay and it's a big joke.
Yeah, you're preaching this morning.
Ashley.
I feel really bad for you, Alex.
Thank you.
You probably have a great relationship with him, and I'm really happy for you guys. So, you know,
screw her.
Boom! Look at Ashley is all on that Alex. Thank you so much, Ashley, for calling in and for listening. Tell your friends, okay?
I definitely will. Thanks, guys.
All right, cool. We have three listeners now in Houston. All right.
We have a tweet from Erin. She says, Mary, you're kind of being a jerk. Love is love. People of different backgrounds can be together. Kim said, quit being a sore loser, Mary. Back off Alex's man. Radio Rod said, didn't Alex's fella grow up here in America? I seem to remember that. The Egyptian Mary can't really judge Alex or her boyfriend for what they wish to do.
Yeah, it sounds like jealousy. Like, and obviously, she can't get a guy for whatever reason. Like, she sounds so hateful. Clint, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Well, what's your story?
So I'm African American and my girlfriend's Caucasian. And, you know, growing up as a kid, I actually had issues where I could date people because of their race. They're either their family member or someone else called us out and then we had to end the relationship. So for her to call in and think that it's okay to point out Alex's relationship because she's struggling trying to get a guy of any race, it's just, it's hard to hear.
I wish I knew what she had said to me. Well, I hope somebody calls us. 833-JOE-ALEX and translates.
I feel like someone's going to call in and let you know what they said. Because, I mean, the fact that she had nothing else better to do today except for call in and try to roast you about you and your guy is just pointless.
Yeah. Clint, hey, thanks for calling in. Oh, real quick, too. Porkchop put up there. Your girlfriend or fiancé, she's a redhead, too?
Yeah, she is.
Wow, that is love right there.
What?
Yeah, we've actually been together for 7 years now, and we were on vacation in Florida this year, and I proposed to her, and she said yes.
Dude, congratulations, buddy. That's awesome. We love you, Clint. Thanks, man.
Right on.
All right. Hey, Alex, your wish has now been granted.
Someone speaks Arabic?
So they say, Dina, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Can you turn your radio down for me? You just talk to us on your phone.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
Hey,
make sure you're off speakerphone.
Yeah, because this is important here. So you're not playing with us. You actually can speak Arabic or understand it.
I speak Arabic.
Okay,
yes.
No swearing. I'm going to play this audio for you, and I can do it a few times. Listen, and then we'll go back and see what it is. Here's like four different sayings.
Bint Abita. El banat el bid dol. Taban. El bid mish bifhamu haga. Bint Abita.
Okay, now let me just do one at a time. Tell me if you can tell what this is.
Bint Abita.
Do you know what that is?
Okay, yes. Bint Abita means, so I'm going to translate it. It's not going to be word for word. It means dummy girl.
Dummy girl. Okay, let me play the next one for you. This is great. Thank you so much, Dina. Here we go.
El banat el bid dol. Those white girls.
Okay. I thought it was butthole for a second right there.
Like, no.
No, listen to it right here. Tell me if you're picking it up.
El banat el bid dol.
At the very end? Okay.
That whole thing, this is just fascinating to me because I can't speak any other languages, unfortunately. But that sounds like, to me, a sentence, but that all that meant was just white girl?
It sounds like it.
It says those white girls.
Oh.
Girls. Okay. All right, listen to this. This one's really short.
Come on. Of course.
Oh, okay. Okay. Good. I'm glad she hasn't sworn so far. Two more clips to see if we're in trouble. Listen to this one.
The whites don't understand anything.
Oh, that is kind of racist.
Oh, my God.
The whites don't understand anything?
I just have a question. She was directing this to you guys?
To Alex. She's mad at Alex. Yes, Alex is a white girl, and the Egyptian is her boyfriend, and he's actually his parents. They came from Egypt, right? He was born in America, but they immigrated to America from Egypt.
That's right.
And she's Egyptian. She says, at least. So.
She says that he should be dating an Egyptian girl and not me, and that I'm essentially taking up the spot of Egyptian girls to date him.
It is unfortunate that our culture still has this sort of mental discrimination going on. I mean, I'm Egyptian. I'm married. My husband is African-American, and we have three beautiful children.
I was going to say, I bet you have the most gorgeous kids.
Thank you. We do, and it's just really disturbing the amount of discrimination that we faced over the years, and it's saddening to understand that we are one culture. Egypt is a mix of so many different people from around the world over the time of or over the course of history, which is really disturbing to say, you know, she's white, she's not going to do anything. And that's not true.
Right,
My whole family, I have a cousin who's married to a Syrian. I have a cousin who was married to a Caucasian.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It does not matter.
Right. Okay, so tell us what this last thing says.
Well, I was going to say, I bet their family gatherings are some pretty good-ass food.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, man.
All right, so we have one more clip from her in
Arabic. Yeah, then we'll wrap it up. Here it is. Listen to this clip, and please let us know what it says. If it swears, we're in trouble. Oops, sorry, I hit the wrong button again. Fat fingers over here. Here it is.
Binta Abita.
It's just called dumb girl. She's just saying, you dumb girl.
I knew she was just insulting me.
So, you're listening to the Joe and...
Binta Abita
show.
She does not speak for everyone. I apologize.
No, it's okay. We love you too, and there's dumb people. You should love everybody and give everybody a hug. Matter of fact, don't even tell somebody. Just go up to them and hug them today. Like, I love you. Don't even tell them. If you couldn't get through because the phones are blowing up right now, please let us know on our social media. It's at Joe and Alex Show for Twitter and Instagram. And share this podcast with people, too. I think there's a lot to learn from this. We'll put it up soon at joeandalexshow.com.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Wow, this guy is a real turd. Tell me what you think about this dummy. A dude named Antonio is from Portland, Oregon, and his wife moved here from El Salvador to be with him. That's a big deal to
Ironic, because of our last conversation.
I know. It's like, how does this stuff line up? But this is how they fall. Well, here's the thing. They've been having trouble, and back in June, they were going, or at least trying, to get a divorce. So it's kind of over, unfortunately. So that didn't work out. I guess they kind of fizzled out with the divorce plan. So Antonio came up with a plan B. What do you think his plan B might be to separate from his wife?
Mail himself in a box?
No. Once again, I'll bring up, she is from El Salvador. This jerk said, hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to contact an ICE agent and try to get deported, his wife, like, from the country, and the daughter from a previous relationship. He even tried to bribe the customs agent with $3,000 for him to do it.
That has to be illegal.
It is, and this is the kind of the funny reversal right here. The ICE agent actually turned him in for the bribe.
He had to leave.
And Antonio was arrested for bribing a public official. He pled guilty last week. He's facing up to 15 years in prison and $250,000 fine, but he took the plea, so his punishment will be probably a little bit lighter than 15 years in prison.
Karma.
Yeah, no kidding. Do you hear that? Yeah. That's karma right there, Antonio. He is our dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Now, I don't know why this was a study done, but I feel like it's something we should share with you, and then you can join in the conversation and let us know if this happened to you, maybe a kiddo, maybe you had a pet, but it involves swallowing things. What did they swallow?
Oh, boy.
Scientists say it takes about 41 hours to pass a Lego man, or like a Lego piece, if you swallow it. So I guess they did research with volunteers, and none of the people in the study who swallowed a Lego had any complications, but from end to end, 41 hours.
What about gum? I really want to know, because I've heard it's a myth that
gosh,
it takes seven
yes.
years to pass gum, and that it's true. So I don't know what is the real thing with that.
I remember the first time I swallowed gum, I freaked out. I'm like, oh God, I'm going to die. It's going to cause a bubble inside of me.
Have you guys ever seen the Rugrats where Chucky swallows the watermelon
yes!
seed?
Yes.
And what happened?
The watermelon grows in his stomach.
Is that real?
Yeah, you can't swallow watermelon seeds.
Holy smokes. I'm going to have like a whole patch in my
Learn
belly.
Something new every day.
Maybe that's why I'm so fat.
But my actual nephew swallowed a dime, and he didn't pass it for like 2 weeks. And so every time they changed his diaper, they would have to, you know,
search,
peek through. I mean, they weren't like searching. I mean, it's like a diaper. It's not like
whatever they put on their goggles. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. No kidding.
Hazmat suits, everything.
Right?
Wow. With interest and everything, that thing would have been worth at least 25 cents by the time you got it. Okay.
Other things I've heard, you accidentally swallow a loose tooth, a mouth grows in your stomach.
No way. That might be real.
Sunflower seed. Sunflower grows in your stomach.
Wow.
I don't know about that, but the tooth, I think, could be real.
Maybe the tooth fairy comes and does surgery on you to take it out.
Wow, yikes. That's going to cost all the money that they were going to give you. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. It could be your kid. It could be your pet. It could be you. What was swallowed? We'll talk to you next in the Joe and Alex Show. Let's go to Danielle. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What are you kicking it off with?
Well, I have a nephew who was 3, and he ate almost a whole bag of sunflower seeds, and they got stuck in his intestine.
Ooh, did he grow a sunflower in there?
No, but he did have to have them surgically removed, and when they showed the video, it was almost the size of a softball.
Oh, my gosh!
Whoa.
Dang.
And they said they'd gotten over 200 seeds out. He had just swallowed them whole.
Holy smokes. Yeah, somebody needs to teach that kid how to eat them properly. You got to do the spit thing. And then, yeah, exactly. And
exactly.
Ping them out.
All right.
Exactly.
Thank you, Danielle, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Liv the Web Girl, you have a story. Is this you or who is it?
No, I actually knew someone. I think it was like my mom's friend's like granddaughter. She swallowed a bunch of doll heads.
What, like Barbie dolls?
Yeah.
Ew.
Isn't that weird?
Oh, my God. How does that not kill you? There's no way that comes out, right?
No, she had to go to the hospital, and she had to get it surgically removed, but especially with the hair. So,
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like the hair was on it, too.
Ew.
That is just absolutely insane. Okay, wow.
I went to watermelon.org.
Why are you going to watermelon.org?
It's a real site. Like, officially, it's all about watermelons. And I looked up, you know, if you swallow a watermelon seed, if a watermelon will really grow in your tummy or not. They said, here's the thing. We all know that tale is absurd. Your stomach has no nutrient-rich soil, no sunlight, and, oh, yes, it's filled with corrosive acid.
You're like, I guess it's true.
My boyfriend's dog actually swallowed a protection item, and they had to wait until it passed. You get what I'm saying by protection item?
Oh. For flipping pancakes.
Yes. Mm. Isn't that wild?
Ew.
I know.
Wow.
Poor
okay.
dog.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. That was really something I needed to hear this morning. Alex, what's coming up in the garbage?
Well, there was a really sad loss yesterday, especially for 90s babies. And Ariana Grande made the internet explode.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Liv the Web Girl, she's going to be out today for Live After 5. Where are you going to be at?
I'm going to be at Punch Bowl Social.
Oh, I love that place. Now, when you walk into Punch Bowl Social, it's true like you have to get punched like one time, right? Like in the face? Like, that's the code to get in. Like, hey, welcome to Punch Bowl. And they punch you?
Not quite.
Oh.
More of like a fishbowl full of alcoholic punch.
Yeah, you know you can't drink a lot when you're doing events, right?
We'll see.
Okay, Liv will be lit today at Live After 5. It's a really cool networking event, though. Absolutely free. Bring your resume and network with other young professionals around the Indianapolis area. You never know who you're going to meet. Anybody got something happening today? What's going on around the room?
I am just, you know, normal errand running.
Ooh, I got to go run my wife Lindsay some money. She lost her wallet, so now I got to run up to her job and drop her a 20 so she has gas money. I'm the best husband. What about you, Pork Chop?
I'm going to do the same thing in Uber Drive, and I got to shout out James Gary from the Meridian area yesterday. I picked him up and dropped him off at Family Dollar.
Oh, there we go. Holla, holla, going to the Family Dollar. All right, Alex, Liv the Web Girl, Pork Chop, we are out of here. By the way, everybody can check stuff out at joeandalexshow.com or follow us on Instagram and Twitter at joeandalexshow to stay in touch. But let's get out of here. Let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.